PRI's podcasts and on-demand audio are free, thanks to contributions from listeners like you. Make a difference. Invest in better media. Contribute at PRI.org. Thank you.
We're going to wrestle with another topic now. If you've caught World Cup fever, then you know that sound. South African stadiums are buzzing with it. It's the vuvuzela. It's an instrument most of the world had not heard or heard of before last week. And many people are looking forward to the time when they never hear the vuvuzela again. Some are angry that the constant blaring drowns out their team chants. Even players complain that they can't hear each other with all the vuvuzela racket. The staunchest critics have called for a ban on the vuvuzela. FIFA has said that won't happen, and Rich Macondo, spokesman for South Africa's World Cup Organizing Committee, essentially told the world to just deal with it.
It is a world event hosted by South Africa, so as our guests, please embrace our culture, please embrace the way we celebrate.
Some in South Africa who are anti-vuvuzela say locals have only been blowing the vuvuzelas at games for 10 years, so it's not really part of the culture. For those who don't want to hear the vuvuzelas, there are earplugs. But perhaps for the thousands who bring vuvuzelas to the stadiums, a lesson is in order.
A friend of mine got back from South Africa, and he brought a couple back, one for me and one for himself, and asked me if I'd teach him how to play. It's a very similar technique to how you would play the trombone.
That's Steve Haynes. He's a British professional musician who plays and teaches the trombone. He says in South Africa right now the real problem is that you've got thousands of vuvuzela players who've never taken a lesson in their lives. What they've got to learn is how to form the correct embouchure, the chamber created when the lips and mouth make contact with the mouthpiece of a wind instrument.
Basically, you're forming an embouchure based, if you were saying the letter M, so if you were going mm-mm-mm, so the corners are down and the chin is pointed, and then you just pass air through the lips and make them vibrate as though you were blowing a raspberry.
Doesn't sound too bad, does it? Of course, all bets are off when 10,000 people are doing it wrong, like this person. Here's a vuvuzela player with a few minutes of training. What did they say about getting to Carnegie Hall? Practice, South Africans. That's the advice from Steve Haynes.
The main mistakes that people make is they try and blow too hard, and what we're after is an efficient production of sound, not necessarily the most forceful production of sound. So I think that's the first thing. The second thing is that people tend to puff their cheeks out naturally, which is not which moves you away from the most effective way of playing it. It's like anything else. It's about the juxtaposition between tension and relaxation. So whilst certain parts of the embouchure are tense, the middle is actually very relaxed so that the sound produced is quite natural.
So natural, you could almost compose a vuvuzela symphony. Wait, that's our global hit today. See how that works out? Here's the quite accessible vuvuzela orchestra from Cape Town, South Africa. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Marco Werman. We're back tomorrow.
Thank you.